Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, KFYO.com. And with the Radio Pop app, you can take the show wherever you may go. Remember, you can call in, sound off on anything that we've already talked about. We're going to switch gears just real quickly because our next guest is going to be in the area today down in Slayton, Republican candidate for governor, Tom Pawkin, joining us here on the Chad Hastie Show. Welcome back, sir.
Chad, always great to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. You will be in Slayton, Texas today at 6, I believe it's what, 6 p.m., and it's the LCRP Executive Committee meeting, but it's open to anyone that can come in here. You and I believe they're going to have some other elected officials and I believe even some other candidates speaking as well, correct?
Right. I think Charles Perry, who's one of the state reps from the area, is going to be speaking, and some other people as well. In fact, Charles does a great job representing Lubbock. He's one of those emerging leaders down there that are serious about their conservatism and about getting things done.
What will you be speaking about today?
I'll be talking about we had better start representing again the middle-class Americans, the forgotten Americans, the middle-class taxpayers and families. We've gotten too big, too much top-down Republican leadership. It's more about the people who write the $100,000 checks and the average person out there. And that we've got to go back to our basic conservative principles that I was a part of in the Reagan movement, sound policy ideas based on our conservative principles. And I'll talk specifically about some of those ideas and what Texas needs to do going forward. And we got to build the team from the grassroots up. This top-down business where, you know, everybody's supposed to salute and go along to get along and it's business as usual, that's not good enough in dealing with the challenge we face of an aggressive leftist crowd that is coming into our state. They've taken other states. They obviously have taken the national government with the most liberal regime in American history in power. And Texas has a target on its back, so we better get our act together. We've got so many good things happening in our state with the energy boom, with largest private sector job creation of any state in the nation, and we have to continue that, but we also have to take more effectively the fight to the left and reach out to independents and discerning Democrats with good, sound ideas.
Let me ask you this, because it sounds like you're wanting to get back to the grassroots, to listen to the people, as opposed to big money influencing decisions, big money coming in. You've served in government. You've been involved in government before. If elected governor, how do you stay away from that big money out there? How do you stay away from the establishment title?
Well, you know, Chad, I've had a chance, and I've been involved a long time, to play the game, to go along, to get along. I mean, I was state Republican chairman when George W. Bush was governor, and Karl Rove, you know, I could have been part of the Rove machine, and I chose to be independent back then. Sometimes you pay a price, but it's worth it. as chairman of the Texas Workforce Commission, I fought Austin insiders, including powerful people. I mean, Greg Abbott, Rick Perry, David Dewhurst, none of them was supportive of what we were trying to do on the education front, which is to provide for more opportunities for vocational education, a multiple pathway to a high school degree, get away from teaching to the test, more of a return to local control over education. We had an educational system in our state run by a liberal Democrat by the name of Sandy Kress, and I took it on, and somehow I guess because he gives hundreds of thousands of dollars, his law firm does, to Greg Abbott and others, he feels he ought to run education. And he's also the lobbyist for the testing company, which had a $450 million contract. I wasn't real popular taking that on, but we won that fight. And it's going to be good for the kids. And we got a shortage of skilled workers and a real neglect of vocational education, a one-size-fits-all education system that I took on, and we were successful, and we've got other issues. I'm for term limits. Greg Abbott's against them. I'm for the American Airlines-US Air merger. He's joined with Eric Holder to side with the government. That's big government republicanism and a job killer for North Texas. I'm for getting rid of the Emerging Technology Fund and using that $50 million, which is nothing but picking winners and losers, using our tax dollars and use it instead for border security. So I'm not going to change once I get there. I'm not in this for lust for power or office. I just got frustrated that I think we've lost our way, and too many of these guys, you look under the hood, and it's not the same as their press releases and their sound bites.
Let's go back to term limits, because you hit on something that I was going to ask you about, which was, and I think there are some who would argue that the longer a person stays in office, the more establishment-like they become. Though there are still a lot of Republicans who would probably disagree with you and say that, you know what, we don't need term limits, we have elections out there.
Well,
what about that argument, and how long do you think a statewide office holder should serve?
Well, that's Greg Abbott's argument. He's against term limits. I think two terms is enough for president of the United States. Two terms is enough for governor, okay. Lieutenant governor, our statewide attorney general, our statewide elected officials. I was for term limits before I came back into Austin when I was asked to chair the Texas Workforce Commission. And after what I've seen down there, I'm even a stronger proponent of term limits. There's no indispensable man. These people get insulated. They become too attached to the lobbyists and the big money, and it becomes more about them than about serving the state and remembering that government's a servant of the people, not its master.
Visiting with Tom Pawkin, he'll be in Slayton, Texas today at 6 p.m., the LCRP Executive Committee meeting. But everybody is welcome to show up down there. Before I let you go, I want to ask you about the story that came out yesterday. Federal government denied the state's request to waive the No Child Left Behind testing requirement for students in elementary and middle school. Your thoughts on that?
Well, here's a good example. The guy who put that in place that we're stuck with is Sandy Kress, and he did it with the Bush-Kennedy No Child Left Behind Act. And we began to undo that here in Texas. It's the first time in history in the last 20 years that we've been moving back in the direction of local control. And as governor, I'll continue that fight, and we'll figure out a way to return control over education to our local communities and not be dictated by the federal government, because what you had is you had the Bush-Kennedy imposition of national control over education, and again, the architect of that was Sandy Kress, and now you have the most liberal regime in American history implementing it. So they don't think about these things and the consequences. And as governor, I'll do what I can to undo it and work with our local educators and our legislators and figuring out how to get back control of education to our local communities in the state of Texas and get it out of the clutches of these bureaucrats in Washington, D.C.
Tom Pawkin, you'll be in Slayton, Texas tonight. It's at the Slayton Clubhouse, 6 p.m., open to everybody this evening. It'll be you and quite a few others down there. Thanks for coming on the show today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Chad.
Have a good one. That's Tom Pawkin, Republican candidate for governor.